It is Monday, September 9th, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you on board with us here today, and so happy you're going to spend your midday with us here on this Monday. Ron Hayes joining us now as he gets back from vacation. Ron?
Well, Dave, appreciate that, and we're glad to be back once again here in the saddle on Midday Oklahoma. And today we're going to be hearing from the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, exclusive conversation that we had with him last night during the opening reception of the Southwest Ag Issues Summit in downtown Oklahoma City. That meeting underway today and tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later on as well. Also going on today, of course, we've got the markets, we've got our beef buzz, our agriculture weather, and a lot more here on Midday Oklahoma.
All right, Ron, we look forward to that. When we come back, I'll have a news update for you. That's coming up right after this. If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the...
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
Just about 7 minutes past the hour. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning here on Midday Oklahoma. Time for a check on our news. And Ron Hayes, wasting no time getting back to work, as he reports from an ag meeting in downtown Oklahoma City today.
Dave, the Southwest Ag Issues Summit underway in downtown Oklahoma City today and tomorrow. One of the sponsoring groups, the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association, their president is Paul Front, and we talk with him about their relationship with the Southwest Agricultural Business Alliance.
Through some interactive meetings and stuff that we had with this group previously, we had a lot of interaction and had found that there was a lot of commonality in our thought process with production and with public policy. And with that, we were somewhat invited to join in with this group, and we have a lot of commonality amongst us. It does bring a good broad sector of agriculture from the southwest part of the United States, made up of most of the commodity organizations in this area, along with some financial institutions, some equipment dealerships, suppliers of agriculture supplies, and those kinds of issues that are all linked within the ag industry. And so it gives us a very broad array of folks that we somewhat coordinate with and have been somewhat aligned with throughout a lot of these procedures.
Paul Front, president of the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association. He's from Logan County. The chairman of the House Ag Committee, Frank Lucas, one of the featured speakers of the Southwest Ag Issues Summit this morning. You'll hear from Chairman Lucas a little bit later on here in Midday Oklahoma. Our exclusive one-on-one conversation that we had with him during their opening reception last night.
All right, thanks, Ron. We appreciate that update. Well, Sean Way International Holdings and Smithfield Foods announced Friday they've received clearance from the U.S. Committee on Foreign Investment on their proposed transaction. This decision disturbs National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson, saying the deal represents the sale of one quarter of U.S. hog processing to a quasi-state-owned Chinese enterprise, setting a dangerous precedent for terms of food security and market competition. Johnson says NFU urges Congress, the administration, and other decision makers to oppose the sale, as the organization believes foreign-backed control will only make the situation worse. Assistant Secretary for International Markets and Development, Marisa Lago, says CFIUS has only one purpose, to review the potential national security effects of transactions through which a foreign investor could obtain control of a U.S. business. Lago says the organization does not consider broader economic or policy concerns when reviewing foreign investments. We're coming up on 10 minutes past the hour. Jim Appel and Justin Lewis break down the markets, and I'll have a futures update when we come back right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success to their FFA experience. One such alum, Oklahoma State Senator Josh Perkeen, who says he was confronted with role models, ones that set a high standard.
The integrity, the morals, the stands, the work ethic, all intertwined. I want to grow like that. Those individuals that exemplify the type of leadership skills that the FFA is known for. Strong work ethic, integrity, well-spoken, genuine, authentic, pressing you to be the best person that you possibly can with what God's given you. Do you want to grow like that? So you can pinpoint an FFA member. They stand out. They're charismatic. They're upward and outward. They're dynamic. They're authentic. You know, we're all products of our environment, and what the FFA is just one of the most positive atmospheres that a young adult can have access to.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no import of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Jim Apel along with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how are our futures markets doing today?
Well, here in the stock market futures today, we're trading higher, as much as 120-something higher here in the September Dow futures at 15,036. S&P futures are higher as well. They're up about 13 points at 1666.5. Really, the boost came from the Chinese economic data overnight that showed exports grew by 7.2% in the month of August for the Chinese exports, and that beat expectations. And then consumer inflation was steady, and you know, a lot of people were looking for some sort of an increase for Chinese inflation. And since there wasn't any, that really got things going. And since they're such a big economy, that has us positive here. Bond futures right now are up about 19 points, still relatively low to what they've been the last couple of years, but they're at 131.03. The U.S. dollar index is down 40, back below the 82 number at 81.76. And energy futures are lower today here. We have crude oil futures about $1.09 lower in October, and that's at 109.44. On Friday, a lot of people were looking for some sort of action and some sort of significant news on the Syria and Egypt and Libya, the Middle East situation overall. And nothing really happened over the weekend, and that has crude oil selling off to start the week. Of course, we have Obama's speech tomorrow night that'll give us the next direction there. But as of right now, it looks like things are cooling off for energy. Unleaded and heating oil are both down about 4 cents. But natural gas is up today. It's up about 4 cents here. And that's mainly due to a little bit warmer forecast for the northeast part of the United States. Gold and silver, gold steady right now. Silver's down about 15 cents, so not a whole lot of action there. Looking at the cattle futures, we're about 12 to 80 lower here in the feeder cattle. It looks like there's just a lack of positive news, and sometimes no news is bad news in terms of what's going on there. But we're just a little bit under pressure. Live cattle, we had about 123 cash trade on Friday, which is about the same as the previous 3 weeks. And so it's just kind of slowing down. We've got to have something to point us up or down, and right now we're just going sideways. If we look at the grain futures, we're down about 13 in the Sep corn, but only down about 4.5 in the December. Soybeans are down about 7 in November, and then the wheat futures down about 5 across the board.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will have all the latest market numbers right after this on Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
About 15 minutes past the hour on Midday Oklahoma, I'm Dave Lanning. Let's update those futures for you. October live cattle down 30, 125.37. December's down 17 at 128.85. October feeder cattle down 57, 157.45. November down 80 at 157.85. October hogs down 2 at 90.85. December is up 47, 87.47. We'll check the grains in a moment. Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one. Like the chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower. The Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering. A $6,000 value for free. Plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. And get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. It's the Superior Livestock Auction Labor Day event, number 34. It'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, September 11, 12, and 13th on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231 and DirecTV Channel 345 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 100,000 head of cattle to be sold at this year's Labor Day sale. You can get more details by calling Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or you can go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com.
On the grain trade, the December wheat, Kansas City down 5, 690 and a half. March is down 5 and a quarter cents at 698. December corn is down 6 cents, 462 and a quarter. March down 6 at 475. November soybeans down 15 and a quarter at 1352 and a half. January is down 13 and three quarters at 1351. October cotton is up 45, 8369. December up 48 at 8369. October crude oil. Down 98 at 109.55. November's down 103 at 108.48. And October natural gas up 4 at 357 per million BTU. November up 3 at 364 per million BTU. That's Look at Your Markets. Have a great day, everyone. Ron Hayes steps in now with a check on that agricultural weather.
Midday Oklahoma continues. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, as we talk about agricultural weather, and baby, it continues to be hot outside, dry as well, and that is a big, big concern for our wheat producers and canola producers now that want to plant the 2014 crop. We're going to talk a little bit about weather conditions regarding the next few days a little bit later on, but right now, wanted to go back a couple of weeks to a conversation that we had with Evelyn Browning Garris about man-made global warming. Is that real or is it fiction? Ms. Garris talks about that with us after this.
Say you're a bovine intestinal worm, calmly spending your days in the gut of a calf. Then one day, your calf gets treated with Cydectin injectable. What now? You go through the five stages of loss and grief. First comes denial. You refuse to believe that an injectable dewormer can send you to that big calf belly in the sky in just over 24 hours. After all, Dectamax and Ivamec take 4 to 6 days before becoming fully effective. Next comes anger. You curse the name of Boehringer Ingelheim Vetmedica Inc. for making a dewormer that's so effective. Now comes bargaining. You make a promise that if the Cydectin were removed just this one time, you'll be a better worm the rest of your creepy little life. The next stage, depression. Sometimes all a worm needs at this point is a hug. Lastly comes acceptance. This phase is marked by withdrawal and calm. You grudgingly admit that if you were to come back as a cattleman in your next life, you'd definitely be talking to your veterinarian or Boehringer Ingelheim rep about Cydectin injectable.
I'm not denying that man has an impact. Man has a huge impact on all the cities. If you're in a city, 85 to 90% of all the climate change you've seen is man-made. I'm also saying that man makes natural conditions more extreme. There is, some of this stuff is controlled by the sun, and we really haven't had much influence there. What you see is we have the ability to make a situation worse or to mitigate it slightly. But the overall things, like 70% of the world's surface is oceans. We don't control the oceans. So I'm not denying man's impact. I'm just saying man and nature works together. And if you aren't in sync, you create a disaster.
Regarding balance of this year, mm-hmm. You were saying that really the Russian volcano that erupted in June of this year, that has impact probably on the harvest, the planting season for winter wheat, harvest season for our corn belt.
Yes. What I'm seeing is a corn belt. It went off in June 26th, Mount Chevaluch. And so I started warning my clients, look out, it's coming. And sure enough, August, if you look at the climate in August, we have areas of the Midwest that are averaging 8 degrees, 8 degrees cooler than normal. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing precipitation records being broken. And that's not good for harvest. I mean, it doesn't keep the farmers from harvesting. It just makes for one wet, miserable harvest season, and then it's very expensive to dry out the harvested grains. Mm-hmm. And other countries are being affected by the same polar air mass we are. So, for example, China, their crops are very wet, and especially their winter wheat from last year. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to be buying. So expect higher prices and expect more misery in harvesting the corn.
Historical climatologist Evelyn Browning-Garris talking about weather patterns and what's happening right now in our weather on the big picture side of things. As far as our immediate future is concerned, no real changes around here. Hot conditions expected again this afternoon. We'll be pushing up close to the triple-digit territory. Mid to upper 90s expected for our daytime highs this afternoon. Clear skies overnight. 70 to upper 60s overnight lows, low to mid 90s it looks like for Tuesday, mid 90s again Wednesday, Thursday mid 90s. By Thursday night, a slight chance of thunderstorms is in the mix right now, about a 20% chance of thunderstorms by Thursday night into Friday morning. Chances of rain look like right now primarily in only some north central Oklahoma counties. That is a look at our agricultural weather. Stay tuned. More to come today here on Midday Oklahoma in just a few moments.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Choose a DIY series building by Mueller and get easy to assemble, affordable, and permanent storage right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our do-it-yourself building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. We call them the Standard because they've set new benchmarks for quality and flexibility, and their 100% bolt-together design makes them easy to assemble. With competitive financing options, Mueller can be your permanent storage solution. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to get your free customized building estimate. Then click on our color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our Oklahoma locations nearest you.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Take a look at our ag calendar on this Monday. We'll look at the Southwest Ag Issue Summit. We'll look at the 2013 Plant and Soil Sciences Distinguished Speaker Series at OSU. And we'll also take a look at the first annual Heart of America Farm Show. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX. Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
The Southwest Ag Issues Summit continues today and tomorrow at the Skirvin Hotel in Oklahoma City. The summit includes a robust program of speakers to touch on such topics as the Farm Bill, agricultural trade, endangered species impacts, and more. Featured speakers include House Committee on Agriculture Chairman Frank Lucas, futurist Jim Weissmeyer, and the Cook Political Report's David Wasserman. Renowned cowboy poet Waddy Mitchell will also be speaking at this year's event. More information and a detailed program is available at www.agissuesummit.com. Dr. Tom Sinclair will speak on the scientific and political limitations to increasing crop yields as part of the 2013 Plant and Soil Sciences Distinguished Speaker Series at OSU. That will occur on September the 16th at 3:30 p.m. in Room 107 of Ag Hall. Demands on global agriculture production are greater than ever, with no signs of slowing down over the coming decades. Sinclair has worked for over four decades researching the physiological and environmental constraints of crop production. The author of Bread, Beer, and the Seeds of Change, and numerous scientific publications, including papers in Science and Nature, will outline some of the physiological, environmental, and political limitations that will affect modern agriculture's ability to meet these demands. A come-and-go reception in Ag Hall 106 will follow the seminar. The Heart of America Farm Show will be held September 20th through the 22nd at the Tulsa RV Ranch in Beggs, Oklahoma. The event will include a rodeo, cow-dog demonstrations, guest speakers, and a kids zone. There will also be a drawing for a 32-foot hay trailer. There will be several guest speakers at the show, including Radio Oklahoma Network's Ron Hayes, who will be on hand to deliver two topic speeches, including Rebuilding Your Mama Cow Herd and Restoring Drought-Impacted Pasture. Also speaking will be the co-host of the Hook and Hunt radio show heard on the Radio Oklahoma Network, Steve Schiffner. He will be speaking on the topics of managing and improving your deer herd and turkey population and how to maximize your income with hunting leases. Each of these guests will be accompanied by other professionals in the field to ensure attendees are well informed. There are currently still booths for rent for vendors who wish to participate in the show. For more information, you can contact the event's organizers at 888-244-1982. Just a quick note, the Beef Quality Summit class registration is now open. The classes, which will be held October 21st through the 23rd and October 23rd through the 25th, fill fast, so if you'd like to attend, you need to register now. You can get more information at www.fapc.okstate.edu/workshops/BQS.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's a look at our ag calendar on this Monday. If you have a calendar item you'd like to share with us, either on this broadcast or on our homepage at OklahomaFarmReport.com, just drop us a line at Ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
Today here on Midday Oklahoma, pleased to offer our folks today a special conversation that we had on Sunday evening with the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas. Mr. Lucas, on the agenda this morning at the Southwest Ag Issues Summit, downtown Oklahoma City, before heading back to our nation's capital to be dealing with some farm bill issues and obviously all the things that are going on right now with Syria. He'll be spending a lot of his time this week on Syria, he indicates, and that is one of the big issues right now when it comes to getting the farm bill moving forward. We talked with this congressman about that and other aspects of trying to get this farm bill across successfully the finish line. And we've got that conversation with Chairman Lucas for you right after this.
If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. It's the Superior Livestock Auction Labor Day event, number 34. It'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, September 11, 12, and 13 on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231 and DirecTV Channel 345 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 100,000 head of cattle to be sold at this year's Labor Day sale. You can get more details by calling Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or you can go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com. We're talking now with the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas. Congressman, we're obviously getting back now to D.C. in the next day or so for the House. As you get ready to go back, what have you been told by leadership given all these issues with Syria?
Clearly, Ron, Syria has absorbed all of the political oxygen in the nation's capital. I really expected this week that we would be taking up the nutrition bill, a freestanding item. That now has been pushed back simply because for the rest of this week, and I'm not sure how many days after that, Syria is the front burner issue. What will the Senate do on the floor? How will the House address it in committee and on the floor? Clearly, that is the focus of the body, which is unfortunate because if we were going to appoint conferees at the end of September, whether with the passage or the non-passage of a freestanding nutrition title, that needed to be accomplished to satisfy a leadership's requirements so we could appoint conferees and go to conference either with two bills, the Senate comprehensive bill, the House farm bill, or both of those documents and a freestanding nutrition bill from the House. Right now, I'm trying to remind leadership that it's important we address these issues. I know they're focused on Syria. We need to get the farm bill done.
Mm-hmm. Regarding nutrition title, in other words, if they go ahead and do the freestanding bill, you know, obviously the numbers you were talking about were very substantial, $40 billion worth of savings. Can that pass the House?
Well, that's a question that I cannot answer, Ron. The Senate passed approximately a $4 billion bill in savings. The House Agriculture Committee offered up $20 billion on the floor of the House, which was not accepted. The bill, I understand, that will be whipped and has been being in the whipping process, is approximately $40 billion. So that's a dramatic change. Will 218 of my colleagues vote for it? It remains to be seen. But whatever happens, it still all has to be reconciled in conference. And whether we have a $4 billion Senate nutrition bill and a $40 billion House bill, or if nothing can be passed by the House freestanding, a $4 billion Senate bill and a zero House bill, so to speak, we still have to have a number that my colleagues in the House will both pass and President Obama will sign. No, we can never forget that ultimately, whatever the conference report is, it has to be signed by the President. There's not going to be enough votes to do as we did in 2008, override a presidential veto in both bodies. I just don't believe that's an option this time.
So if you had to go to conference with the no nutrition language, just maybe some unofficial instructions from leadership, does that make your job harder?
Everything about this process is hard, and either option makes it more difficult. I just know one of the senators on the Ag Committee kiddingly told me before we came home, let's take our $4 billion in savings, your zero in savings, the House passed Farm Bill version, and cut it in half. No, $2 billion in reform will not pass the floor of the United States House. But by the same token, will the president sign a bill that has $40 billion in nutrition reform? Would the United States Senate tolerate such a conference committee report? I suspect, Ron, this is one of those issues where while the conference committee will sort out the commodity title, what kind of safety nets we have, when it comes down to that final nutrition number or which policies create that number, we may have to have some help from on high. This may require the president, the majority leader, and the speaker to step in. And as you and I both know, in conference committee reports in the past, ag and non-ag bill alike, sometimes that has to happen.
Regarding commodity title, obviously you're going to be speaking to a group here that represents a lot of Southwest agricultural interest of cross commodity lines. They see it maybe a little bit differently than the Midwest.
Oh, absolutely. Just as we are in this region of the country very diverse in our agriculture, so is this group. But that's one of the things that the House of Representatives is focused on, the Ag Committee is focused on. My ranking member, Collison Peterson, has agreed with me on, is a farm bill, if it's really a federal farm bill, needs to be available to all commodity groups in all regions. That's still there. If you're going to write a farm bill for one or two commodity groups and leave everybody else out, then why have a farm bill? I'm in favor of a safety net for everybody because we all face challenges together. We all provide a part of the nutritional mix for this country and the world. We all are important.
So with you being chair of the conference, can you try to make that stick with your counterparts across the Capitol?
Let's just say, Ron, under House rules and the custom of Congress in itself, chairmanship of the conference committee rotates back and forth. The last farm bill was presided over in the conference by the Senate, this time by the House. I will be the conference chairman. If we don't have a comprehensive farm bill we can all be a part of that has a safety net that will work for everybody, then there's no need to have a farm bill. I want a farm bill. I think we'll get there. We just have some tough sledding to go. But for 2.5 years, this has been a challenge of epic proportion. Why would the finish be any easier than getting to this stage?
What can the agricultural community at this point do to help you in trying to get this thing done? Is there anything?
Oh, they have been working aggressively to try and educate members of Congress, House and Senate, about the mechanics of and the importance of the Farm Bill and the process that will create that comprehensive Farm Bill. Remember, Ron, the turnover in membership has been nothing short of incredible. When we went to the floor in July with our comprehensive version of the Farm Bill, almost half the House wasn't there for the previous Farm Bill in 2008. That means there are a lot of good folks who just don't know enough about the history of Farm Bills, enough about rural America to make good decisions. Groups like this educate not only and encourage members who represent farm districts and farm states in the Senate, but they also work with all those members in states like Oklahoma and Texas, where especially in the House, you've got folks who maybe don't have a direct connection, don't have any experience. This positive encouragement they provide is critically important. I use the phrase positive, but at some point, we still have to have 218 House members. And depending on the nature of the conference committee rule at the time, I think 51 senators to agree. And folks like this and agriculturalists from all across the country, farmers and ranchers alike, are part of delivering that message, educating the folks I serve with to do the right thing.
Regarding timing, we talked a little bit about obviously you're waiting on trying to get past the Syria issue. You're obviously going to run out of the extension that expires September 30. What's the game plan down into the fall then?
Exactly, Ron. Had Syria not come to such a boiling issue, I believe we would have had conferees at the end of September with a few decisions made in the right places, with some real hard work by myself and my colleagues in the House and Senate. We could have potentially done it. And now, with the delay that Syria puts into considering a freestanding nutrition bill, it's hard to see how you could have conferees appointed until the first week in October, and then the clock starts ticking. Yes, and that's assuming that whatever happens on Syria is sorted out in the Senate this week and followed by action early in the House next week. But right now, it's not clear that the president has rounded up enough votes in either body to pass a resolution authorizing him to bomb Syria.
Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, who says that his constituents are clearly not convinced as of yet, based on town hall meetings this last week regarding the Syrian situation. He says he's not either, but that he does have an open mind and that he will be receiving some behind-closed-door briefings this week regarding the situation from the administration as well as from our military. Stick around, my friends. Still to come, Midday Markets here on Midday Oklahoma in just a few moments. Well, cattle producers, it is going to be a dandy. This year's Superior Livestock Auction Labor Day event. This year is the 34th annual event for their big annual Labor Day celebration that will be broadcast live from Embassy Suites in Denver, Colorado. That will be happening on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of September, broadcast live on Dish Network 231 and DirecTV Channel 345, also on the Internet for your convenience at www.superiorclicktobid.com. The sale all 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, will start at 9 a.m. Central Time. 100,000 head being offered at this year's Labor Day event, and they'll have an All-American Beef Battalion benefit auction to 100% of the proceeds support the military troops that'll be a part of this year's event. You can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or check them out at superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. CropPlan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
If it's going to carry the name of a legend, its performance must be legendary. And Iba, another OSU-created wheat variety, certainly lives up to its name. As you would expect from its name, Iba plays great defense, holding its own against some of the top diseases and stresses in Oklahoma, just like one of its parents, Duster. But Iba also offers farmers high yield potential with a larger kernel that Baker's Millers love. To find out more about Iba and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
And good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here at midday today. The cattle futures, also the hog, well, cattle futures lower today. Hog futures, they're trying to trend on the higher side today. Grain futures also lower. Corn lower, the soybeans significantly lower. Wheat, Kansas City, and Chicago both lower today. We're going to have a complete rundown of the futures, your feedlots, the stockyards, all the markets. We're going to do that when we come back right after this.
Want your kids to feel plum amazing? Add more fruits and veggies to their plate. Healthy snacks like apples and bananas help kids maintain a healthy weight. Celebrate Fruits and Veggies More Matters Month in September. Learn how at ShapeYourFutureOK.com.
Your kids are growing like sprouts. They could eat some Brussels sprouts, too. Leafy green vegetables will help your kids grow healthy and strong. Celebrate Fruits and Veggies More Matters Month in September. Learn how at ShapeYourFutureOK.com.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Well, no cash cattle trade report. It had a $123 trade at the end of last week. That was steady the past couple weeks. Box beef at midday today on the lower side. Choice down 73 cents at 194.50. Select is down 88 cents at 180.31. Choice select spread at 14.20 with 130 loads so far. Oklahoma National Stockyards here at the open today, 7,800 head. Feeder steers and heifers not well tested. Steer and heifer calves are trading mostly steady. Calves, 4 to 5 weights, 195 to 206. 5 to 6 weights, 176 to 182.50. 6 to 7 weights, 152 to 164. Yearlings, 6 to 7 weights, 163.50 to 172. And 7 to 8 weights, 153 to 160. Joplin Regional Stockyards, 6,500 head here. They're open today. Steer and heifer calves open steady. Yearling steers sold steady to 2 higher. Yearling heifers sold steady. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 175 to 192, 5 to 6 weights, 166 to 179, 6 to 7 weights, 157 to 171, 7 to 8 weights, 152 to 156, and 9 to 1,000 pounds, 145.50 to 143.75. Apache livestock auction on Friday, 2,771 head. Feeder heifers steady to 2 lower. Feeder steers steady to $1 lower. Heifer calves 3 to 5 higher. Slaughter cows steady to 2 higher. Slaughter bulls steady. Feeder steers medium and large, 5 to 6 weights. 161.50 to 186. 6 to 7 weights, 149.50 to 173. 7 to 8 weights, 145.50 to 159. And 8 to 9 weights, 143.50 to 147. We'll check the futures when we come back right after this.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
Livestock futures today, October live cattle down 32, 125.35, December down 20, 128.82, February down 32 at 130.67, September feeder cattle down 25, 156.32, October down 42 at 157.57, November down 70 at 157.95, October hogs down 7 at 90.82, December up 47, 87.47, February up 25 at 88.50. Futures markets for the grains, September wheat Kansas City down 5, 703 and a half. December is down 5 and a half at 690 and a quarter. March down 6 at 697 and a half. September wheat Chicago's down 5 and 3 quarters, 629 and a quarter. December's down 6 and a quarter at 641 and a half. March down 7 at 653 and a quarter. September corn down 14 and 3 quarters at 47 at the 477. December's down 5 and a quarter at 462 and 3 quarters. March down 6 at 475. September soybeans down 25 and a half at 1411 and a half. November's down 12 and a half, 1355. And January's down 11 and a half at 1353 and 3 quarters. October cotton is up 40, 83.64. December up 40, 83.61. March up 45 at 83.04. October crude oil down 99 at 109.54. November down 103 at 108.49. October natural gas down 356 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the radio, Oklahoma.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced-fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about My Plate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest, Congressman Frank Lucas, as we talk about mandatory country of origin labeling with him. We're back with the chairman in just a moment.
There's only one Baitrol 100 Enrofloxacin injectable. It's called Baitrol 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Made by Bayer and relied upon by veterinarians and producers since 1998. Other drugs may try to say they're the same, but Baitrol 100 is the only enrofloxacin FDA approved for bovine respiratory disease control in high-risk cattle. It's also the only enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment of BRD. Your livelihood is important to Bayer, and we're proud to manufacture Baitrol 100 to our high standard of quality. When you're facing BRD, reach for the brand you trusted. Baitrol 100. For complete product information, contact your veterinarian or visit Baitrol100.com. Prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day slaughter withdrawal in cattle is required.
Opponents of mandatory country of origin labeling are hopeful that one of two tracks that they are pursuing right now might prove to be positive in rolling back COOL. Right now, both opponents and supporters of COOL waiting on a decision of a federal judge in Washington, D.C. regarding a temporary injunction against the new rule put into place earlier this year by USDA in an attempt to satisfy a WTO ruling against the United States. At the same time, there's a possibility that COOL might be addressed in the 2013 Farm Bill. We talked about that with Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee at the Southwest Ag Issues Summit in Oklahoma City.
One other area as far as the livestock boys have been talking quite a bit about is trying to address the COOL, which, of course, there's been a ruling by USDA, a new rule put in place that WTO is trying to sort out right now. Do you see conference looking seriously at dealing with COOL at some level?
Oh, I think it'll be on the table. Right now in the House draft of the bill, Congressman Nagelbauer has essentially a placeholder. I think most of the players on the conference committee, both Ag and House Senate committee, understand that until the next steps are taken, will the Canadians take us back? Will the Mexicans take us back to WTO again over the issue? I worry that the way USDA has implemented this and the way they've responded to the earlier ruling may, if anything, strengthen the Canadians and the Mexicans' hands. So that has to be played up.
So that may well come up within that conference room.
Everything will be on the table. No matter what's in the bills coming in the conference, nutrition, a lack of nutrition, these other issues, it'll all be on the table.
Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas. Meanwhile, on the judicial side, regarding the battle over mandatory country of origin labeling, we're right now waiting on the indications from the federal judge in our nation's capital as to whether or not they will be actually issuing a temporary injunction against USDA regarding the implementation of the new rule that they issued back in May regarding country of origin labeling that demands a born, raised, and harvested in a particular country label on all fresh beef and pork and lamb. Plaintiffs include the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Pork Producers Council, American Meat Institute, as well as groups from Canada and Mexico. Groups that are opposing the temporary injunction include RCAF USA, U.S. Cattlemen's Association, National Farmers Union, and the Consumer Federation of America. They say that the rule put in place by USDA is a good rule. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
Today's Midday Oklahoma rapidly winding down. We're back with some final comments on our soapbox in just a moment.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to dream and to compete. And former FFA member Monica Wilkie learned those life lessons well, rising in a competitive world to her current role as Executive Director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself.
Do you want to grow like that?
I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance, and that I needed to, you know, continue towards a goal.
I want to grow like that.
Had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Well, cattle producers, it is going to be a dandy. This year's Superior Livestock Auction Labor Day event. This year is the 34th annual event for their big annual Labor Day celebration that will be broadcast live from Embassy Suites in Denver, Colorado. That will be happening on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of September, broadcast live on Dish Network 231 and DirecTV Channel 345, also on the Internet for your convenience at www.superiorclicktobid.com. The sale all 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, will start at 9 a.m. Central Time. 100,000 head being offered at this year's Labor Day event, and they'll have an All-American Beef Battalion benefit auction to 100% of the proceeds support the military troops that'll be a part of this year's event. You can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or check them out at superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Well, Dave, we are climbing back up on our Midday Oklahoma soapbox for a few moments after being away from the soapbox for the last couple of weeks for a little bit of vacation. Glad to be back along with you folks today here on Midday Oklahoma. And it is hot, no doubt about that. Hot conditions today. Mid to upper 90s will be our daytime highs, it looks like, this afternoon. And not much better than that the remainder of this week, and only a very slight chance of precipitation, it looks like, anytime this week as it stands right now. That's the forecast, you know that. The problem right now is that it is time to be planting wheat, and the window of opportunity for planting winter canola actually opens officially, as far as the crop insurance folks are concerned, tomorrow on the 10th of September. Without some moisture, though, folks are going to be kind of reluctant to be dusting in canola or, for that matter, even wheat. Folks in north central Oklahoma do have some moisture down a little bit, but you're going to have to be planting through some very hot topsoil conditions. And according to Dr. Jeff Edwards, our state extension wheat specialist, you need to be very careful about the varieties that you plant early on with hot soil conditions. In the case of Overly, for example, 2174, another variety that do not do well in hot soil conditions. There are varieties out there that are able to tolerate high temperatures and will germinate okay, and that includes Duster, Gallagher, or for that matter, Armor. Some of the conditions conditions that you may want to be taking a look at. It might be well advised as well, according to Dr. Edwards, to wait just a few more days. Usually by the 20th of September, soil temperatures are falling off quite a bit. He says that'll put the odds a little bit better in your favor when it comes to putting this 2014 hard red winter wheat crop into the ground. Well, that's our time today here on our Soapbox. Appreciate you being along with us today. Have a great rest of your Monday. I'm Ron Hayes. God bless.
All right, Ron, thank you so very much, and it's nice to have you back from vacation. Hope you had a good time. That's going to do it for us on this Monday edition of Midday Oklahoma. For Ron Hayes, Jim Afell, and Justin Lewis, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us again tomorrow, Tuesday at 12:05, for Midday Oklahoma, right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.